Listening Library presents Path of Beasts by Leon Tanner. Read for you by Claudia Black. These are the words of an old Fjuruna song. Who can walk the beast road? There must be three. Two mortal enemies with one between them, who is both friend and enemy, native and stranger. Where does the beast road go? To a timeless place from which no one has ever returned. What does the beast road hold? Terror for those who hurry, death for those who linger. But for Fjuruna, it holds salvation. Before Goldie Roth, the last person to walk the beast road was Herodan's father, accompanied by two of his brothers. The three men were not mortal enemies, far from it, but their country was being overrun by the invaders from Mern, and they were desperate. Dan, who was 6 years old at the time, was to remember their departure for the rest of his life. None of them ever returned. From The Museum of Dunt, A Hidden History. The Captive City. It was night time when the three children entered the city of Jewel. Ragged and filthy, they clung to the shadows, their feet making no sound on the cobbled paths. They had been gone for weeks, torn away from home without the chance to say goodbye, and they were bursting with impatience to see their parents. But they carried secrets with them, secrets that would get them killed if they were caught by the wrong people.